Hello, PJ here, and welcome to episode 5 of my very cavolt podcast, The Legend of PJ Famicom. On this show, I let my computer randomly pick songs from my solo albums. I explain them a little and play the track for you. Today's first song is called Heart of Smoke from the album Endless Fervor, written and recorded in the fall of 2012. This was a pretty high time in my life, I think. I had recently moved back to St. Augustine and landed what was likely the most lucrative dishwashing job in existence. After landing the job at the Floridian restaurant, I went to Planet X Fest and played the biggest show of my solo career, and was even crowd-surfed out of the venue. Most importantly, though, in preparation for this album, I bought my very first drum set, a Percussion Plus kit that I found on Craigslist for $100. The cymbals I used were the sort of brass crap that comes included with every bottom line kit. At our previous house, Justine and I had shared a bedroom that was actually an office slash sunroom. It was about 6 by 10 feet, which was where I recorded the bottom. At our new house, our bedroom was huge, and that's where I had my drum set. On Endless Fervor, I record everything with one microphone pointing in one direction to make it sound very live and full. I didn't know how to tune drums, and the first track of the album included my first recorded legitimate blast beat. So the mix for the whole album had to work with making that one beat sounding better than horrible. Heart of Smoke is a rock song, probably more boring than most of the stuff I've written, but you know. I wanted to put it out there that I could also do the rock and roll thing, as well as all the weird stuff I like. After all, there are going to be a lot more rockin' albums to come from Super Famicom. This song, Heart of Smoke, I only played it live once. It was at Nobby's for some sort of long show. I think it was a benefit for my friend Mike Pius, who'd gotten in a really bad motorcycle accident. Or maybe it was a moped. I could be wrong. May have been a serious hog, though. At the time, though, I had decided that I wasn't going to play any more bar shows with Super Famicom. Not because of the all-ages issue. In Florida, they let all-ages people go into bars. I was just kind of tired of having to play acoustically over people playing giant Jenga and yelling at bartenders and stuff like that. I didn't want to try to play for people who were not there for the music. So I played the song in Nobby's through my Sun half stack and Crate 212 double amp style. I did wear leather gauntlets and army boots. Still, it was weird playing the song by myself without all the other weird instrument parts I'd written. Seriously, you have to hear the bass line on the second verse. Are you ready for this? Let's do it. By Super Famicom, this is Heart of Smoke.
Don't be scared.
good times, right? This next tune is called Dew on Daffodils from the split called Bells that I did with my ex-girlfriend Emily. She played a few solo sets under the guise of Millie Geronimo. Maybe you've seen her. The concept for the split was that we were going to challenge ourselves. The only instrumentation for our songs would be bell sounds from a keyboard. This was in the fall of 2006, and I had just finished recording the album Everyone Else in My Band is Romantic. I was still sleeping on the old couch in my parents' basement. Luckily, at their house, they still had our old Casio PT-100 that I think was originally my sister Joy's. It was the keyboard that I'd written my first little tunes on back in sixth grade or whatever. I plugged the keyboard straight into my mixer. I think it sounds pretty sweet, though. I might have used the amp sim from Cakewalk's Sonar DAW, because there is definitely some kind of stereo vibrato going on. Also for the split, Emily and I both drew our own covers that would be on opposite sides of a paper CD sleeve that I later laminated. At the time, my college gave students unlimited black and white prints, and I did take severe advantage of this perk. Back to the song, though. You might find the first riff in this to be very familiar. I did intend to use the main riff from Breaking the Law by Judas Priest. Why not? Let's do it. Dew on Daffodils. Too bad. Maybe someday I will play keyboard in a band again. The only time I ever did play keyboard in a band was a two-piece called Clown Car Commute with my friend and ex-roommate Zach Jaggers. I don't think I sucked too bad at playing, but I was a weird bandmate with it. I wanted to get a drummer and play loud rocking shows. Zach was also a college student, and I was trying to cope with living on the absolute bottom back in 2009 and 2010, so I was a weird friend to have. Life was kind of hard. Either way, listeners, I am open to someday playing keyboard or synthesizers in a band again, someday. On to the next song. It is from my Emily Songs CDR from 2006. It's called I'm a Rock Star with an X between rock and star. It seemed like kind of an ironic scenester thing to do. You know, take two words and put an X between them to make it seem hardcore. So this song, I'm a Rock X Star, was in a sequence with other songs called I'm an Artist and I'm a Novelist, which were sort of ironically titled in a way of telling my love story with Emily. I do cringe a little bit at the lyrics to this song. The first line is about a guy who used to often come to the subway where I worked and ask for money so he could fill a gas can and buy gas. He didn't seem like he had a car, though. He seemed like a homeless guy. One time he came to the store and bought a meatball sub, hoping I'd give him a ton of extra meatballs. He said, yeah, I want a lot of meatballs. Subway had rules about that, though. I probably gave him one extra meatball. I should have done him better. Before Subway fired me, I worked there 12 hours a week at $6.50 an hour and sold plasma to pay $110 a month in rent plus utilities in this old giant house that only cost $550 for my band to rent. Regardless, I thought I was very broke. There's a line in the song that says, sorry, I can't afford to wash my sheets. Actually, I could afford to wash my sheets, but the laundromat was at least a mile from my house, and I didn't drive, so my laundry didn't get done very often. Luckily, I had a specific outfit that I always wore to work and never wore anything else to work. So, otherwise, I couldn't have smelled that bad. It was a weird time and a weird place, for sure, writing songs about living with my ex-bandmates who were just trying to have a good time. I don't know how I thought I was suddenly so different from them. Anyway, let's get on with the jam. I'm a Rock X Star.
I can't give this man money to buy a gas can if he's asking every night, but I've also lost the pride.
Dream a little harder
where I live.
Dream a little harder
where I go to bed.
Dream a little harder.
Be out like it's not hard for me.
Dream a little harder
for you instead. You can never sleep 'cause of their loud parties. Sorry, I can't afford to wash my sheets. I won't talk to anyone but fans of my sweet death metal band, 'cause they know how cool I am. This lifestyle takes everything I thought was good about me, 'cause I can't provide for you or compensate for all you do.
Dream a little
for me,
harder.
I don't deserve
dream a little
your lover anything.
Dream a little
the only
harder.
Thing I can give
dream
is a place
harder.
For kids to drink, and you can never sleep 'cause of all their parties. Sorry, I can't afford to wash my sheets. I won't talk to anyone but fans of my sweet death metal band, 'cause they know how cool I am.
Party.
We do, we party all night long. We do, we
all night long we do.
You mustn't give your heart to a wild thing. The more you do, the stronger they get, until they're strong enough to run into the woods or fly into a tree, and then to a higher tree, and then to the sky.
Honestly, I don't remember where that soundbite came from. It sounds like Audrey Hepburn, but I don't know. The breakdown, though, I did steal it. It was from a Lori Ann song. It was written by Bob Stacey. Sorry, I stole your riff. If you remember the last episode, I played a song from my 2003 CDR. P.S. If the answer is no, then try to forget I ever asked. Well, you're in luck today. Here's another song from that album with a really good song title. The song is called, I Bet You're Good at Dancing, But I Can Destroy You at Air Guitar. It's funny, you can hear me counting off the song at the beginning. I used to plug my 4-track into my computer and transfer the audio using Microsoft Sound Recorder. Every other program used too much RAM and skipped too often for me to get a whole song onto my hard drive. Still, though, you can hear that my hard drive skips a couple times on the song. For some reason, I didn't think of using my purchased copy of Acid DJ to edit the audio better. Oh well, everyone starts somewhere, am I right? About the song, though, I'm glad there were a few songs on the album that weren't just about emo self-pity. It's romantic and shows that I would eventually have a chance at finding a nice girlfriend. And it is assuring that I don't have to be too embarrassed to show all of this old material. There is a line in the song, the main line of the song. It goes,
all that you mean to me, words can never define.
It sounds like Yoda wrote it. At some point in my late teens, I decided to never again write a line that sounds like Yoda. I know it's a very heavy metal thing to do, but still, I won't do it. Like Yoda, my lyrics will not sound. To this song, we will listen. I bet you're good at dancing, but I can destroy you at air guitar.
My mind.
is from my 2009 CDR titled Perilous, an album that I do have much to say about, but I will wait until we have a track that is more pertinent to the theme of the album. This track is called A Thousand Moving Lights, sharing a song title with all nine songs on the album titled A Thousand Moving Lights. In 2009, it dawned on me that every one of my albums should have a track titled A Thousand Moving Lights, on which I play some kind of weird acoustic guitar instrumental piece just to get back to and expand on what I then considered to be my roots. On one of the tracks of this song, I used an amp sim to distort my mic'd acoustic guitar. I think the bass is a real bass guitar, so I was already expanding on my initial theme that I ended up just forgetting about. Listen to this track, we will. A Thousand Moving Lights. Song for this episode. It's called A Chill Time from my 2011 album Punishing the Faithful. This song was written when I still lived at 165 MLK in St. Augustine. It was 2011 and only Rican and Felicia had an air conditioner in the room. The rest of us were dying. Noah was sleeping in the living room where we had a window unit, but we couldn't figure out how to get it going. We thought it was broke. One day I flipped a breaker or hit the reset button on the power cord, and bam, the air conditioner worked. Many of us slept in the living room that night. It was the best time. Too bad I can't better remember that specific day. Either way, I think this is a good party song. To it, listen, we will. A chill time.
We got the AC working again. We're gonna have a chill time with the cool guys and ladies too. We got some new video games, we're gonna have a fun night for a bite. I made chicken, and fake chicken is cool too. I won't forget you.
We are vegan.
Tonight I'm way too cool. We're gonna have a chill time. A chill time. Ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. And you can't bring the whole crew, I just can't let you.
Be not chill.
Tonight I'm way too cool.
I know I've talked a lot on this episode. Thanks so much for listening. This podcast was a good idea. I need to have a way to connect my art with the people I normally interact with. My art is such a massive part of me, and I thank you. On the next episode, I'm going to play songs from The Wandering Florette Part 6, my split with Caleb Yale, my split with Fire Island, Alaska, my split with My Bicycle Emergency, and The Wandering Florette Part 4. So check it out. Thanks.